receiving the test, go to the American Radio Relay League's website at www.arrl.org. There, you will find a page that will allow you to search for test sessions that are close to you. If you do not have access to the internet, you can phone the ARRL at 860-594-0200. Can you really learn how to be an amateur radio operator from a study guide like this? Well, yes and no. This manual will help you get your license, but getting your license is only the beginning. There's still much to learn, and to get the most out of amateur radio, you will have to continually learn new things. This study guide will teach you the answers to the test questions, but will not give you a deep understanding of electronics, radio, or the rules and regulations. That will be up to you after you get your license. I hope that by helping you get your license, that you'll be encouraged to become an active radio amateur and get on the air, participate in public service and emergency communications, join an amateur radio club, and experiment with radios, antennas, and circuits. These are the activities that will really help you learn about radio in depth, and in the end, help you be confident in your abilities as an amateur radio operator. So, how do you use this study guide? First, listen to the study guide and then take some practice tests. You can take practice tests by going to the following websites: aa9pw.com, qrz.com/hamtest, and hamexam.org. There are also ham test apps for iPhones, iPads, and Android tablets and phones. For iPhones and iPads, look for Amateur Radio Exam Prep, which costs $4.99, and Ham Radio Exam, which is free. For Android phones and tablets, look for Ham Radio Study and Ham Test Prep. Both of these are free. This study guide may use acronyms with which you may not be familiar. On my website at kb6nu.com/tech-glossary, you will find definitions of those acronyms. Please refer to the glossary if you are unsure of the meaning of an acronym. Good luck and have fun. I hope that you find this study guide useful and that you'll become a radio amateur. Remember that getting your license is just the start and that you will be continually learning new things. If you have any comments, questions, compliments, or complaints, I want to hear from you. Please email me at cwgeek@kb6nu.com. Chapter 1, Electrical Principles, Ohm's Law, and Math for Electronics. First, we'll talk about electrical principles, including voltage, current, resistance, conductors, insulators, direct current, alternating current, and frequency. You don't have to be an electronics engineer to get a technician class license, but you do need to know the basics of electricity and the names of the units we use in electronics. The most important concepts are voltage, current, resistance, power, and frequency. Voltage is the force that causes electrons to flow in a circuit. Voltage is sometimes called electromotive force, or EMF. Voltage is the electrical term for the electromotive force, EMF, that causes electron flow. The volt is the basic unit of electromotive force. And we use the letter V as the symbol for volts. Current is the name for the flow of electrons in an electric circuit. Electrical current is measured in amperes, and the letter A is the symbol we use for amperes. Resistance is the term used to describe opposition to current flow in a circuit. The basic unit of resistance is the ohm, and the Greek letter omega is the symbol we use for ohms. Direct current is the name of a current that flows in only one direction. What this means is that the polarity of the source voltage does not change. Most modern amateur radio equipment requires a DC power source, and this power may be supplied by batteries or an AC to DC power supply. About 12 volts is the amount of voltage that a mobile transceiver usually requires. Alternating current is the name